started talking last time about the sugya of sheva brachas. You mentioned that there are two brises in Ksubas that outline the chiyuv of sheva brachas. That mevarchim brachas chasanim veis chasanim, and mevarchim brachas chasanim kol shiva. And there's a chiyuv of sheva brachas under the chuppah, and there's also a chiyuv during the shivas yimei hamishteh to recite sheva brachas at all the sudras that are arranged for the kavod of the chasan akalim. And we discussed what is called Beis Chasanim, what's called Simcha, that's what will be Mechayev Sheva Brachas during the entire week after the Chuppah. The Dafka need Beis Chasanim, maybe other Sudas that were arranged for Chavad of Chasan and Kala might be enough. There's another halacha that's mentioned in the Gemara and Ksubas, and that is the concept of Ponim Chadoshis. The Gemara and Ksubas on Avzayinam and Beis says that Eim Avarachim Birchas Chasanim, Elen Kein Bo Ponim Chadoshis. That when you're going to have the Birchas Chasanim at the Sudas during the week of Sheva Brachas, we're not going to make the Brachas unless Ponim Chadoshas come, unless there are new faces. So first of all, Ponim Chadoshas doesn't mean two. Right? Ponim, even though it's a plural, Rishonim say that it means even one face. Right? You don't say, I mean, Ponim just means a face. Even one person's face is called a Ponim. So don't get confused. It's not more than one person. It means a new person. A new person who wasn't at one of the Sheva Brachas before, who wasn't at the Chuppah, who didn't hear the Sheva Brachas. So the question is, what's the purpose of the Panim Chadoshas? Why do you need Panim Chadoshas in order to make Sheva Brachas? You're having a Suda that's arranged for Kavod Chasan and Kala, so that should be Mechayev and Sheva Brachas by itself. What's the need for Panim Chadoshas? So there's a discussion that the Achronim have, the Stipler in Ksubis, among the other Achronim, have a discussion, what is the Mechayev of Panim Chadoshas? Is it that when you have the Panim Chadoshos, that creates a Tosefa Simcha, an extra Simcha for Chasan and Kala? They're happier. There's a Ribur Simcha. And it's no worse than the Simcha that they had at the first Suda. Right? You have a Chuppah, and then you have a first Suda. We make Sheva Brachas at the Chasana, after we made Sheva Brachas at the Chuppah. So what are we doing that? Right? So you could say maybe there are new people at the Suda. Right? The fact is, even if there are no new people at the Suda, right, but there's a ribu, the fact that you're making the suda for Chasan and Kala, so that's a ribu simcha for Chasan and Kala. So should we say that what the Panim Chadoshas do is that now there's going to be a ribu suda for Chasan and Kala, a ribu simcha for Chasan and Kala? Because when Panim Chadoshas come, so that's marba the simcha. So if it's marba the simcha, then Chasan and Kala, that's mechayev more sheva brachas for Chasan and Kala. But we say, no, the reason why there's a chayev of sheva brachas when the Panim Chadoshas is because the Panim Chadoshos didn't give a bracha to Chasan and Kala yet. Anyone who's around when you make Sheva Bracha, so they're Yotzim, Midin Yotzim Motzim, Midin Shomea Ka'one. I shouldn't say Yotzim Motzim. The Yotzim, Midin Shomea Ka'one. The one person's making the brachas, and then this individual is hearing the brachas, so he's Yotzim, Midin Shomea Ka'one in those brachas. So maybe we should say that if Panim Chadoshos come to one of the Sheva Brachas during the week, even if everyone else was Yotzei the Sheva Brachas already, they were at the Chasan, and they were at the Suda of the Chasan. Yidin Yotzei Motzi, they can be Motzi, the one individual who didn't hear the Sheva Brachas. Or he can make the Bracha himself, he can make the Brachas himself. Should I say the purpose of Panim Chadoshos is just to create extra Simcha? It's a Hechet Timtza for extra Simcha? Is the purpose of Panim Chadoshos a Hechet Timtza? To be marveh simcha for Chasan and Kala, ribui simcha. And once there's a ribui simcha, then everyone is chayev in making Sheva Brachas for them all over again, even if they were at the Chasan. Well, no, the Panim Chadoshos create a chiyuv al haPanim Chadoshos levarech Chasan and Kala. Right? There's a chiyuv for the Panim Chadoshos themselves to be mevarech the Chasan and Kala. So they don't have to say all seven of the Sheva Brachos. We can also say it for them. Yatzo Motzi tells me that we can make it for the Panim Chadoshos. So is the Chiyuv of Sheva Brachos, when there are Panim Chadoshos, is that on the Panim Chadoshos, or is it on everyone because there's a Tosefes Simcha for Chasan and Kala? So the Stipe wants to suggest it's a Machlokas Rishon. Because the Rambam Menuchas Brachos, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud, writes, Aval im hoyu ha'ochlim acherim shaloshamu birchas nisuin v'shas nisuin. If the ochlim were people who didn't hear the Sheva Brachos at the time of the Chasana, Mevorchin bishvilam achar brichas hamazon. We make the brachos for them after the brichas hamazon. What does that mean? We make the brachos for them for the Panim Chadoshos? Yes. The Rambam seems to be learning the idea of Panim Chadoshos is that the individual who hasn't heard the Sheva Brachos has a chiyuv to be mevorich chasan and kala. So we make the brachas for them. They can say some of the brachas themselves, but we make all the brachas. The other brachas can also be recited because we're being motzi the parim chadoshos in this chiyuv to be mevarich chas in the kama. Tosus in Ksuba seems to disagree. Because Tosus in Ksuba on Zayin Amibayis says that the panim chadoshos, what's the idea of panim chadoshos? These are b'nei adam shemarbim b'shvilam hasimcha yosem. You have panim chadoshos, you have new people, so when you're having people like that, you're going to add to the suda. It's going to add, you're going to add to the suda, it's going to add simcha to the suda, and that's what's mechayiv in the Sheva brachas. It doesn't sound like the chiyuv is that the panim chadoshos have to make the brachas. Is that the panim chadoshos are a hechetimtza of ribui simcha. The rehechatimtza of ribui simcha that you're going to add to the su'udah. Or we can even say the panim chadoshos are mar besimcha to chasun and kala. And that's the mechayiv, that everyone now has a chiyuv to say the sheva brachas. So it sounds like it's a machlokas tosis in the Rambam, whether the purpose of panim chadoshos is that once you have the panim chadoshos, now there's a chiyuv on the panim chadoshos to make sheva brachas for the chasun and kala. We just can be motzi them in that chiyuv. Well, no, the panim chadoshos are just a hechetimtza. They're a cheftza to this chiyuv, right? There are hechetimtza to be mar besimcha to chas and akala. Once there's a rib besimcha, then there's a chiyuv to make shavu brachas. A chiyuv on everyone to make shavu brachas to chas and akala. Yes.
Is panim chadoshos ma'akim shavu brachas for happening?
Yes. Without panim chadoshos, then you would not make shavu brachas. That's what the Gemara seems to say. The question is why?
Yeah.
Somehow it's a problem. There's no chiyuv. So why is there no chiyuv?
Especially
there's no chiyuv on the chasun and kala. I mean, the chasun and kala don't make shavu brachas. We make shavu brachas for them.
So
we give them a bracha. The brachas of the shavu brachas are that they should be matzliach. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yotzer Adam, and he's yotzer Chava as well, and so is Tassis, and Sameach to Samach. We're saying you should be misborech with bracha and hatzlocha and simcha and ava v'acha v'sholom v'reyes. You know the nusach HaBracha, right? We give brachas to chasun and kala. But who's giving the bracha? Is it the panim chadoshos that are chayiv, or is everyone chayiv once there's a ribui simcha in the context? What's an afkamina? What does it matter if it's this way, that way? So there are several issues, several important lamaisa issues that hinge on this question. First of all, who counts as panim chadoshos? So according to Tosis, it's clear that you have to have panim chadoshos that are going to be marbe simcha for chasun and kala. Right? So clearly, if the chasana and kala know them, and the person wasn't there at the chasana, it'll be marba simcha for them, right? If these are chashuva individuals, right? Even if the chasana and kala don't really know them, but if they're chashuva individuals, that will be marba in the suda for chasana and kala, then that's marba simcha for chasana and kala too. If the parents of chasana and kala know these individuals, and they come and they're all excited and they bring them over, introduce them to the chasana and kala, and so then that's marba simcha for chasana and kala too. But let's say there's a problem. Let's say you invited 10 people, 10 men, to the Sheva Brachas, and one didn't show up. So can you just like walk out onto the street and say, hey, can you come join us? And someone walks off the street. He's not even a member of the shul, right? You don't even know who this person is, but he's a Jew, right? He's Jewish. Looks like he's Jewish, wearing a yarmulke, right? And you say, hey, maybe you can join us for the Sheva Brachas. And who are you? I'm so-and-so, right? So is that really ma'arba simcha for the parents of the chasun kala, for the chasun kala, for anyone? No, it just makes everyone uncomfortable. Right? That's what it does. So, is that going to work? Is that mechayev and shavu brachas? So, according to the Rambam, you better believe it. That individual is chayev and shavu brachas. He should jump for joy. There's a chasun and kala here. I can make shavu brachas. I'm chayev to be mevarech them. He's a member of Klal Yisrael. See, he's chayev to be mevarech the chasun and kala. Avada there'll be a chiyev of shavu brachas. But according to Tosfos, they don't chiyuv to make shavu brachas in that case. Because it's not marbe simcha to anyone. Not to the chasun and kala, not to the parents, not to anyone. So there wouldn't be any chiyuv. It wouldn't make any sense just to invite someone from the street that no one knows, but he's Jewish, so therefore, you know, why not? It's not going to work. Yes?
Can we just say, though, that the fact that this person who there is coming to be mevarech,
he's not coming to be mevarech. He's coming because we need him.
He's going to be mevarech, like, we...
Yeah. But I don't think anyone is besimcha. I don't think anyone's going to be besimcha. What's the flip side of this question? Very famous issue. Shabbos. Do you need panim chadoshos on Shabbos? Let's say you're not going to invite, you know, you're not going to have a big Shabbos sheva brachas by day and, you know, invite members of the community and even members of the community who were not at the chasana. No. You're just having family. The family was all at the chasana. They heard Shabbat Brachas already. They were at the chasana. Do you make Shabbat Brachas on Shabbos? there's no panim chadashos. So comes Tosis and says, you don't need panim chadashos on Shabbos. It's not really that you don't need it, but you have it. Because Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, the Medrash says, panim chadashos bo lekan. Shabbos is a panim chadashos. Shabbos is a panim chadashos. So because Shabbos is a panim chadashos, you don't need a human panim chadashos, says Tosis. So Lechora, that only works if you assume that the purpose of panim chadashos is to be marbisim. But if the purpose of the panim chadashos is now to have a new gavra who's chayiv to be mevar the chasen and kala, so some of the mefarshim say the Shabbos gavra who? Shabbos is a human being. Shabbos is not chayiv in sheva brachas. Shabbos is a heche timtza of simcha. It's ribui simcha, right? We have a bigger suda. Right? Help me, right? We have pasta, and we have cholent, and we have cold cuts, and we have and sushi, and whatever. Help me, right? There's so much more! That's a ribui simcha of Ada! So you don't need panim chadashos then, because you have a ribui simcha anyway. But if the Rambam is right, the panim chadashos is to create, to bring in a person who hasn't been yotzei Shabbos brachos yet. It's a gavra who's chayiv. L'chi Shabbos gavra hu? Shabbos is not a gavra. So without panim chadashos, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. The Emes, they point out that even according to Tosas, that Shabbos is a panim chadashos because it's mar b'simcha, there's a rib b'simcha. So b'chara, that can apply to Shabbos by day, maybe even Friday night. Shalashudis. So shalashudis, if you're not going to have panim chadashos for shalashudis, you got to be careful. Got to have a nice shalashudis. Because if not, then you can't say sheva brachas. Because it's not, there's no panim chadashos here. There's no rib b'simcha. If the vart of panim chadashos is to create a ribui simcha, then you have to have a simcha. If shalashudis is just a, you know, a tzibrochen and a shalashudis, you know, the egg salad and tuna salad, and tuna fish, as we said before, right? But that's all it is. So remember, we talked about, is that called beis chasanim? Is that really a simcha for chasan and kala? Is that a special suda for chasan and kala? We said it might not be beis chasanim. But it might not be panim chadashos either. If panim chadashos is to be mar besimcha, so if all you have is just a regular, you know, the regular small shalashudis that no one's really so happy to eat, but they do the mitzvah, okay? But that's not, that might not be called ribui simcha. That might not be enough to be mechayiv in sheva brachos. So the emes is, some have a minig that the chosin says a drosha by shalashudis. What's the purpose of a drosha by shalashudis? To give them an opportunity to speak and to thank everyone. That's a very nice thing to do. But the minig started because they want, they wanted that there should be a panim chadashos, should be a simcha by shalashudis. What greater simcha is there than sharing the beitar? Yikudei Hashem yishar misamche leif. So the minhag developed with the chasim darshan of shalashudis on Shabbos to create the heichat timtza of simcha, so that you'll be able to make the sheva brachos. By putting two and two together, how do we paskin by Shabbos? Do you need sheva brachos? Do you need panim chadashos by Shabbos? The minhag is to assume that you don't need panim chadashos by Shabbos. The Shabbos itself is panim chadashos, you have your ribui simcha. So it seems like we paskin like Tosfos against the Rambam. So what should emerge in the first shaila that we mentioned? Can someone else just come off the street, and even if he's not known to the chasen and kala, to the parents or anyone, it's not really in the sameach them, can he just come off the street and then we'll say sheva brachos? L'chora not. Right? If you put the minig, right? If you apply the minig appropriately, that we assume if you don't eat panim chadashos on Shabbos, even if it's only family, Avada will make sheva brachos. Certainly by the first two meals of Shabbos. And what should emerge is that just to have someone off the street come, it's probably not the best thing to do. You really should get someone who's going to bring simcha to chasen and kala, or bring simcha to the parents of chasen and kala, because it's the ribui simcha that we're looking for. When you have the ribui simcha, then there's going to be a chiyuv of sheva brachos. And finally, a third nafkamina that the poskim mention is, let's say the panim chadashos are going to be a katan or an isha. Does that work? Can you have a katan or an isha? The stipler talks about this. Can a katan or an isha count as panim chadashos? So the Ritva in Ksubas says he doesn't think so. A katan and an isha can't count as panim chadashos because they're not ro'i lehimanos b'minyan asara of the birchas chasan. They don't count for the minyan asara. We said you need 10 people. So since they don't count to the minyan, they can't count as panim chadashos. What's the Ritva saying? Or he's saying that the idea of panim chadashos is that you need 10 people, you need someone chayiv in being mevarech l'chasen and kala, since they don't count to the minyan, so they just don't count as someone who can be mechayev, who can be chayev in sheva brachas. So if they're not chayev to give the sheva brachas, then they can't allow us to say sheva brachas. But if you hold like Tosfos, if the purpose of the Pavach Hadashos is what? To create a hechet timsa of ribui simcha. Now the Chasan Kala are going to be happier. And when the Chasan Kala are happier, now we all are chayav to say sheva brachas for them. We heard the sheva brachas before, but it doesn't matter. It's not that we need a new person who wasn't chayav before, who counts for the minyan asara and was a chayav to say sheva brachas for the Chasan Kala. No, it's just a hechet timsa. You get a new person who's known to Chasan and Kala, who's misameh to Chasan and Kala. Their presence is going to add a simcha to Chasan and Kala. Now we all have a chayav to say sheva brachas for Chasan and Kala. So do we need an ish? We need a man who's a gadol to create that simcha? Even an isha, let's say the kala has a female colleague who wasn't able to make it to the chasana, but she works with her every single day. So if she comes to the sheva brachos, what greater simcha can there be? A close friend who couldn't make it to the chasana for some reason comes, even if she's a woman. She might not count for the minyan, but the reality is that creates a ribui simcha. So now we all have a chiyuv to say sheva brachos. A katan, let's say a relative. Right, a relative who's a katan who wasn't able to make it to the chasana. I don't know, there was a snowstorm. He wasn't able to make it. But he can make it to the sheva brachas. That's not going to add simcha to chasana and kala. A relative, a first cousin who could not make it to the chasana. A brother who couldn't make it to the chasana, but he's a katan. So that's not going to create simcha, add simcha to chasana and kala, avada. So if we look at Panim Chadashos as a hechatimsa to add simcha to chasana and kala, then lechora, even an isha, even a katan, should be able to do that, and they'll be mechayev all of us, all the other individuals, to say sheva brachas on behalf of the chasana and kala. Thank you.